Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Steve Ross, and on behalf of the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs, it's a pleasure to be here with you all today. I'd like to thank our hosts at We Have a Choice Recovery House for opening your doors to us today. I'd like to begin my remarks by acknowledging the significance of where we're standing. In December of last year, the department officially opened our Recovery House Licensure Program in Pennsylvania. I will get into what that exactly means in just a moment, but first I would like to introduce Kenneth and Amanda Ramirez as the owners and operators of Pennsylvania's very first licensed recovery house. The most important message I can deliver today is this. Pennsylvanians in recovery from substance use disorder deserve safe and supportive housing. That's it. We know that we are very much still in the midst of an overdose and addiction crisis. We are at an inflection point within this crisis, one between grief and hope. This hope comes from the labor of love done by the Ramirez family and others like them across Pennsylvania who are standing by, ready to help somebody continue their journey in recovery. Everyone's recovery journey is different, but for many, one of the critical steps following treatment is moving into a recovery home. Recovery houses provide direct communication with others in recovery, mutual support groups, and recovery support services that help residents lift each other up. Our role at the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs is to license recovery homes, much like we do for drug and alcohol treatment facilities. As I mentioned earlier, last December, we published regulations for the Recovery House Licensure Program and announced that our licensing bureau was officially open and accepting applications. The purpose of this licensing bureau is to help support sustained recovery for individuals with substance use disorder by ensuring a network of safe drug and alcohol recovery houses across our Commonwealth. Currently, we have 32 licensed fully recovery houses, 106 applications under review, and an additional 144 applications in various stages of completion. I'm going to repeat that. 32 fully licensed recovery houses at this point, 106 applications under review, and to date, an additional 144 applications in a variety of stages of completion. Specifically, recovery houses must obtain a license from DDAP if they receive state or federal funding, accept referrals from publicly funded facilities, and/or referrals for individuals whose substance use treatment is funded with state or federal funding. We encourage anyone who is operating a recovery house to apply today. Beginning on June 9th, DDAP will have the authority to impose fines on operators of any unlicensed recovery houses that receive public funding. That deadline is fast approaching, and I stand here today to tell you that we are here to help. Our Bureau of Licensing offers a free training workshop designed to answer the many questions that are necessary and associated with this application process. And more information regarding that application process can be found on our website at www.ddap.pa.gov. That's www.ddap.pa.gov. Our ultimate vision for all Pennsylvanians is to live their best life, free or in recovery from addiction. The licensing of recovery houses is a significant step toward ensuring safe, supportive housing for Pennsylvanians in recovery from substance use disorder. We hope this program will provide some assurance and peace of mind for family members as to where their loved one is living, and ultimately to reverse the overdose trends we're experiencing here today in Pennsylvania. With that, I'd like to introduce Amanda Ramirez, who will speak to her experience in applying for a recovery house license and how that impacts We Have a Choice Recovery House. Thank you.
Our decision to license our recovery house is to change the perception of what recovery houses are. We want to be an example of what an asset to the community looks like. Through this, we will have another level of accountability in order to ensure it is a safer environment for those who live within and around the home. Being able to connect individuals to vital life-saving services that are open to them, with us being licensed by DDEP, is of utmost importance to us. It's stuck together because it's wet. No one should die because they are ashamed to seek help at a place like this. We have a choice. Recovery House for Men hopes to do our part in breaking that stigma. Our licensing process was a great experience for us. We had tremendous help from Fred Burke from DDEP. He answered every phone call, every question we had about policies and procedures, and helped us to understand the 717 regulations and exactly what we needed to do to obtain our license, and we are so grateful to them. At this time, I would like to introduce Kathleen Malesi, the other co-owner and house manager.
Hi. I would like to talk a little bit about DDAP and also the reasoning for the recovery house itself. Okay? DDAP has given us a wide range of services that we can give our guys. It is important that they have every opportunity to succeed so they can go along and live a very productive and healthy life. Owning this sober house with my kids is very near and dear to our hearts. My son Justin, who passed away the 9th of this month in 2021, died of a heroin fentanyl overdose. So it became even more near and dear to our hearts. We also, in honor of him, have named the house Justin's House, my son. I'd like to introduce Damien. He's one of our residents here.
Hello, my name's Damien Wolf. I'm a current resident here at We Have a Choice. I've been here for about 6.5-7 months, and it's been great. I had the opportunity to go out on my own, but I chose to come here to continue my sobriety, especially being here. I recently had a slip-up with a relapse, and instead of just booting me out, they helped me with funding to be able to pay for that type of services, so I'm very appreciative for that. Anybody who wants to stay with sobriety, I would recommend doing that, especially if you're not ready. Yeah, it's great. It's a safe environment here. It's not too strict or anything. You have your freedoms, but at the same time, you still have the safety. It's very safe here. I feel comfortable. I'm able to work on my schoolwork because I did continue schooling. Overall, it's a great investment. It's a great investment, and I'm glad that DDEP is doing this for us, and I don't know, thank you. And now I'm going to introduce Representative Men.
I got it.
Thanks, Steve. So it's a little rainy, but it sure doesn't dampen the sunshine we're feeling today as the We Have a Choice Justin's House Recovery Home is fully licensed, and we're here to talk about how we can spread that throughout the state and license more homes because we certainly do need them. I took office in 2017. The recovery home was here. Kenny Ramirez reached out to me shortly after I was sworn in to say, this is what I'm doing. This is my story. He told me the story of his addiction and his wife's addiction and the fences they had to jump to become sober and to stay sober. And the thing that resonated with him the most was that when he got out of recovery, when he got out of a rehab, he didn't feel like there were any truly sober homes to go to afterwards to continue his recovery and move forward. So that was the passion and that was the story behind Amanda, Kathleen, and Kenny opening up this home. And Every step along the way, Kenny has let me know what they've been doing, what they've been trying to do, how they're trying to expand. And I've been here frequently seeing the men who come through this home who are so grateful, who are successful. And we need, I'm so proud to have this and honored to have this recovery home in my district. And all I can say is we need one or two in every district across the Commonwealth because they work. The people who run this home are compassionate. The people who stay here feel like they have a support system. And really, that truly is the road to success and recovery. So thank you for being here today. And I look forward to working with Kenny and his family and just building on what they have started here. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to introduce Steve and hold the umbrella.
Thank you, Representative Madden, for being here today, for your support of licensed recovery houses, and for being a trooper and sticking it out in the rain. And Damian, thank you for your kind words and being willing to come up and speak, and know that all of us are here to support you in whatever way we can through your recovery journey. So thank you. And in closing, I'd like to say that if there's anybody out there today, right now, that's looking for help, you know, you can contact our Get Help Now hotline at 1-800-662-HELP or 1-800-662-4357. It's staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a week. And if you call, you will get a live person on the other end of the phone who can answer any of your questions and or connect you directly to the treatment services that you need. Again, that number is 1-800-662-HELP or 1-800-662-4357. Again, thank you all for your support, for showing up today, and we'll now open it up to any questions. Maybe we can move that to the porch. Thank you.